Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting second. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Shantz. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobby Shantz. And now, play ball. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Chapman moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rosen moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rosen scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, The Indians won, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Easter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Leaner. Easter reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Easter scores. Doby moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreaux hits a line drive towards right. Moses catches it and throws to second to double up Doby. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Leaner hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hegan trying to get to third. Leaner throws the ball into Dillinger, who tags Hegan for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost strikes out. 1 out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 1 in the game. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 1 in the game. Shantz strikes out. 1 out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger bunts towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 2 in the game. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boudreau for the out. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman is thrown out after the base hit. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a line drive into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lemon strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Astroth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 2 in the game. Astroth hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0 for 2 in the game. Shantz bunts towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Avila covering, for the out. Astroth moves to second. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy. Moses reaches second base with a double. Astroth scores. Dillinger moves to third. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Lehner is walked intentionally. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fain for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hitchcock bunts towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second, with Boudreaux covering, 4-1, and over to first, with Avila covering, for the double play. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Astroth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-2 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Boudreaux hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lehner. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Avila hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreaux moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hegan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Barney McCuskey pinch hits for Billy Hitchcock. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fain moves to third. Joost moves to second. Two outs. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Joe Astroth. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Carl Scheib pinch hits for Bobby Shantz. Al Benton now pitching. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.